Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, and welcome to a Monday edition of Sports Talk Live from home. I'm David Kaplan. It's all brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. We've got Chuck Garfine, Gordon Wittenmeyer, David Haw. We've got a lot to get to, gentlemen. I trust you had a great holiday weekend. Everyone's safe and healthy. Let's talk about baseball. We had a very low positive test rate. That was a great sign for baseball. But Gordon, you're at Cubs camp. Chuck is over at White Sox camp, and we can't seem to get all the teams to get all the tests that they were promised. So are we in a tough spot here, guys?
I think we're in a really tough spot. We've heard players around baseball describing this. Sean Doolittle has been very outspoken over at the Nationals camp about the inadequacy of some of their PPEs, never mind the testing situation. And now we just heard Chris Bryant today tell us that they're not able to meet their promises just in the testing part. They promised every other day testing. He said there were guys that showed up here Sunday, a week ago yesterday, and have not been tested twice since. So, you know, some of that is, you know, the intake testing was supposed to be roughly around the midweek, but they're not able to do the every other day, and it's taken a while to get the tests back. And this, as Bryant said, and he's 100% right on this, this is the easy part. If they can't nail the easy part when it's all the teams self-contained and it's testing and everybody's staying in one place, how are they going to pull this off?
Chuck?
So I think this is clearly a sloppy, inefficient start for the league, for certain teams. We don't know if this is a problem for all the teams. I'd like to think they're going to clean this up and fix this because they have no other choice. So the alarms are being sounded in the Major League office right now in New York and throughout Major League Baseball. So I'd like to think that all the problems we're seeing right now are going to be fixed in the next couple of days. If not, as Gordon said, I mean, there is going to be a big problem. And I think there's too much at stake that they can't even get this thing off the ground because of testing.
Well, Chuck, let me just interject. Why would you think that would be the case? If they haven't been able to put it in place when they knew what they wanted for weeks now, what makes you think they're going to fix it in a couple of days?
Because they have to. Because they have no other choice. I mean, I think
in the first place.
My guess, well, people have clearly not recognized what needs to be done here. And there's a lot of moving parts to try to get the whole league tested. And I think from what I read from Joel Sherman of the New York Post, he says that because of the 4th of July holiday, using FedEx, planes, there was just a lot of things that they weren't prepared for. I'm not defending them. They've clearly screwed up here. But I think that they're going to see, okay, we're doing this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. We have to fix all of this. And if not, major problems are coming.
David,
warming.
How does this happen?
I don't know how it happens, Cap. Look, it's inexcusable. No matter what the circumstances were surrounding the holiday, no matter what the circumstances are moving forward, you cannot have teams canceling workouts because they're dissatisfied with the test results, the inefficiency of the process. They had all month to figure this out. They were fighting over billions of dollars, and instead they should have been worried about the health and safety protocols. This does not give any baseball fan any semblance of confidence moving forward. Can they pull this off? Yeah, they can, but this is not a good start for Rob Manfred because this is on him. And anything that is now moving forward, you're skeptical of, can they get it done? A lot of rhetoric. Show me the results.
Chuck, we have, from what we know, zero positive tests for the Cubs. The White Sox had a couple, but Yoan Moncada is not at workouts today. Why?
So Ricky Renteria was asked, and no one has seen him since, as far as I can tell, no one has seen him since the workouts began. But I can just say that I was out there today. Yoan Moncada was not there. Renteria was asked about that. And the quote is that Renteria said about Moncada, I'm just holding him out. And he could not comment as to why Moncada wasn't there. You can draw conclusions as to why he wasn't there, but the White Sox are not going to make any kind of comment if there is any kind of positive test for Moncada. It's just speculation at this point. All we can say right now is that the White Sox do have two positive tests for players, and Moncada has not been a part of a workout yet.
Michael Kopech also is not there, but he says it's a personal matter.
Yeah, he's healthy. He is healthy. He's just not here. But there's no timetable, though, for him to arrive and be a part of any kind of workout. We just know that he's got something, a personal excuse, and he's not here yet.
All right, David Gordon, let's move to Jose Quintana, injured washing dishes, had to have microsurgery on his thumb. We don't know when he'll be back up on a mound throwing. We don't know when he'll be ready to pitch, and this is the final year of his deal. Can the Cubs overcome his loss?
If you're asking me, no. I mean, if this were a regular season, I'd say no. The fact that it's a short season, it gives them a chance. They have a guy they can plug in, Alec Mills. There's no issue with Alec Mills being at the end of your rotation on paper. But we need to see how that plays out. It's a serious blow to their depth. They're going to need more than five starters. And now you start getting into your Colin Rays and your Adbert Alzolays for the sixth guy. And remember, this moves Chatwood up to four. Nobody was counting on Chatwood being a world beater. They were just counting on him maybe putting together a decent season in the five starter role. So this is a bad blow to an area they already had depth issues. And that doesn't even count the domino effect in the bullpen.
David? Yeah, because if you miss 3 to 5 starts, then you're missing, you do the multiplication and it's not a good thing. And then you wonder at what point, if he's ready to come back, should he come back? Yeah, what's left to be gained, and then the risk reward, equation is even more tilted toward maybe sitting out or opting out. So I wonder about what the future is for him moving forward. A bad blow to the Cubs because, as Gordon pointed out, you don't have starting pitching depth like the White Sox do, and now you just lost one of the guys you were counting on to eat some innings.
All right, Chuck, the schedule has the Cubs and White Sox meeting at the end of the season at Guaranteed Rate Field. I truly believe they may be the most under-the-radar team that could win the World Series this year. What do you think?
All right, so let's put this in the proper perspective. I'm going to say that whoever wins the World Series this year will have survived a lot of health. Health will be a big part of this whole thing. So trying to decide who's going to win a World Series in this kind of season, I don't even know where to begin. That being said, from a talent standpoint, why not? I think the White Sox have the talent. The question is going to be for them to do that, and I'm not going to say they're going to win the World Series. I'd like that you think that. They're going to have a lot of guys take the next step, and it's going to have to come from a lot of places. Dylan Cease, Luis Robert, who hasn't even played a game in the major leagues. You're going to have a lot of things go right for the team. Can it happen? Yeah. I will say with certainty that I think the Sox have a chance to surprise a lot of people and make the playoffs. And they start the season at home against the Twins. So we're going to know right off the bat how they measure up against the Twins this 2020 season.
David, are they an under-the-radar team? Like, the Cubs have all these veteran players in the kind of finality of this window over the next couple of years. The White Sox, they're going that way.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what 1984 Cap would think about 2020 Cap predicting the White Sox winning the World Series and clinching the playoff berth in the last week of the season against the Cubs.
Wow.
But I think you make a good point, Cap. This is a team that has the talent, and anybody that watched the videotape of Luis Robert taking batting practice understands what he may be capable of. I know it was just a video clip, but this team is loaded, and the pitching depth, I think, is the strongest thing about it, even though offensively, if they stay healthy and they're all on the field together, boy, the possibilities are exciting. So I could see them as an under-the-radar team making a lot of noise in postseason if we get there.
Before we break, Gordon, the White Sox may be under the radar. The Cubs have had this great run. They're in the finality of it with a new manager. Can they win the World Series? Is there enough talent there?
Cubs?
Yes.
The Cubs can get to the playoffs. Look, these teams in the Central have the easiest road to the playoffs. If they get to the playoffs, now your rotation becomes shorter. And if they're healthy, then they've got the experience. They've been there. They've played in a lot of Octobers together to make some noise in October. I think, matter of fact, we go back to the White Sox. The White Sox have the talent to get there. And I don't think they're under anybody's radar, by the way, to get to the playoffs. The White Sox winning the World Series is an incredible long shot just because of their inexperience and what they're going to face in that American League gauntlet in those other divisions, assuming teams are healthy. The Cubs are much better equipped once October starts, if they're healthy, to make a run in October.
All right, we've got to take a timeout. NBC Sports Washington's Nick Ashew will join us. A lot going on in the Capitol. You've got the world champion Nationals had to postpone workouts today because a lack of tests. And the Washington football team's going to get a new name. We've got a lot to discuss. It's all coming up, so keep it locked right here on NBC Sports Chicago on Sports Talk Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back on Sports Talk Live, brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. Their service centers are open. If you need work done on your Chevrolet, their technicians are ready. Go to NBCSportsChicago.com or ChevyDriveChicago.com to find a location near you. Nick Ashew, he is the host of DC Sports Live on NBC Sports Washington, our sister station. Let's start with the Washington Nationals. You get to cover the defending world champs, yet no workout today because they can't get their testing all done. What is the latest going on there?
They've closed down everything and they're just not going to work out because they were supposed to get tests back like 2 days ago. And they're not the only team, which is the crazy part about this. And you hope that this is just the early issues that maybe Major League Baseball is having with the massive amount of tests that they have to do. Like, that's fingers crossed. We're hoping that's the case, right? But like, it's happened with the A's and it's happened with other teams where testers haven't shown up. They haven't gotten test results back and you're supposed to get them from 24 to 48 hours. And by Sunday, the Nats were like, we still haven't gotten anything. So players are not going to be put at risk. We're not going to throw them out there until we know the results of those tests. So when we thought we were actually going to be talking about real baseball, some semblance of real baseball, we're still back to this again, which I guess we have to be honest with ourselves that what's going on in the world outside of sports is going to linger. And it's going to be a part of the conversation, however sports actually looks this year.
But as Chris Bryant said at Cubs camp today, if we can't get this stuff right, this is the easy stuff. How does this happen when we hear the NBA has $150 million that they're spending to make sure their bubble is correct? We can't even get testing done in baseball. That's a joke.
I know. It's really embarrassing, honestly. It makes them look horrible because you got to think, too, we're already coming from this battle that we've been having between the players and the owners and how many games they're going to play and money and all of this stuff that nobody wanted to see, that no fans wanted to hear about. This has continued to be the perception where you watch the NHL quietly coming together with everything. The NBA has had some bumps, but they're moving forward with their situation. The NFL clearly is quiet right now because they're just farther along. We're not going to get to their season just yet. But like, you watch what baseball's done, and it's been a mess. Now, again, I'm certainly hoping that they get it together. But like, yeah, this is not a good look to see this already being such an issue this early on for them.
All right, let's move to football because the nickname of the Washington football team has long been a point of problem for a lot of people. Some have said, just leave it alone, it's tradition. And many have said it bothers them. Now, for the first time, the owner, Daniel Snyder, seems to be on the precipice of changing the name with some guidance from his new head coach, who's a great friend of this show and of mine, Ron Rivera. What is the latest? Is it going to happen?
I'm shocked that I'm saying this, but I think it's not only going to happen. There's a very good chance it happens before the season starts, which, as you've said, it's been a point of contention for a lot of people for a long period of time. This has been something that every couple of years it becomes a discussion and it's talked about, but then it just kind of fizzles away. It wasn't happening this time. And I always said that the only way that the name was truly going to be forced to be changed was simple. We know what it's going to be with most things, and it's money. And when you have FedEx come out and say, we want you to change the name, Nike pulls down their stuff of like an hour later from their website, you realize these big companies that are a part of what you do as a business do not want to be involved with currently what you're doing. That's going to change a lot of things and a lot of perception, because in the end, the thing with the Redskins, it's always frustrating but kind of amazing at the same time, is that they can be a horrible team that loses consistently, yet they're still one of the most valuable franchises in the world because of the fan base. But when you start losing that money and you're going to lose all of the things that help make that organization valuable, it doesn't work anymore. So yeah, this is going to be changed, and it's crazy to think of just because of how far we've come and how long this has been a conversation.
I talked to Ron Rivera on my radio show a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't want to go down the road of saying it has to be changed, but he said, I'm sure it's something we're going to look at. And we thought, interesting comment. And now it looks like Ronnie, who is a wonderful person, It looks like his influence is really being taken to heart by Dan Snyder. Is that where this is coming from?
Yeah, he really has shown that he does have the power he was told he's going to have within the organization. And it's nice to have adults running the organization for a while, right? Like, that's, we're not used to that. Like, that's a football team that has just been a mess for two decades for the most part, except for a few good years. And I remember that interview because we certainly talked about it down here. And from what we've been told, the conversations have been happening behind the scenes going back to maybe early June. So They were having these conversations internally. That just wasn't something that was necessarily public. But really, the FedEx statement is what really started to push everything forward. And now everybody's throwing out a lot of different names and ideas. And it's clear they want to keep it. They want to keep some semblance of it. They want to keep the colors. They want to keep some of what was there and try not to change as much as they can. But clearly, the name is going to be what's changed. And that's the most important thing for everybody.
So before I let you go, is there a front runner out there that people want? I know the Washington Generals, cute.
No, can't do Generals.
From us, you can have it.
So it's funny because Warriors is like one of the easy ones because people feel like that's close to what it is without being what it's been. Red Tails is another one. To me, I feel like Warriors is just so basic though. Like, there's already a team called the Warriors. I feel like it's minimal effort with that. The funny thing is there aren't front runners. There's like 20 different ideas from people that we've seen all over the internet. And like, I've seen Renegades, you're keeping the R then, which actually would be kind of cool. But no matter what they do, no matter what the name ends up being, I mean, you know how this is, right? Nobody's going to be totally happy. It's impossible to make everybody happy. There will be people upset. But I kept saying this. Anybody that says you're not going to be a fan of the team anymore because they've changed the name are the same fans that scream and yell when the team's losing that it's a bad experience. I'm not going to be a fan of this team anymore. And you still keep coming back. The fans will still come back. It'll just feel weird at first.
All right, sign Shane Falco to play quarterback and on the staff calling the Sentinels. Hey, man, thanks for your time. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right, when we come back, the panel and I will discuss college football moving maybe to the spring. Could that happen? And the NBA bubble coming to Chicago. That's coming up.
Listen up, Bulls Authentic fans. The My Teams app is the perfect app for you. Get your favorite team at your fingertips. Don't miss out on the best Bulls coverage in the city and read in-depth articles. What are you waiting for? Download the My Teams app now.
Welcome back on Sports Talk Live with our panel of David Hogg, Gordon Wittenmeyer, our Chuck Garfine. I'm David Kaplan. Everything, as always, brought to you by our great longtime partners with the Chevy Silverado. David, we've got college football around the corner. We had Harvard announced today all classes for the entire school year, not just 2020. The whole school year into 21 will be done online. Should we be moving college football to the spring as some high-profile coaches like Lincoln Riley have suggested?
You've got to have that conversation. You've got to consider that possibility. Don't tell me the NFL draft is in April and they're unwilling to move it. Move it, Roger Goodell. Do the right thing and open up the door so college football can do the smart thing and the safe thing, because if they're moving to play in 2021, it's only because of health and safety concerns for the student athletes. So this would be a solution. It's a conversation that they have to have. Nobody wants to face a fall without college football, but I think we also want to be smart and not hypocritical, because if moving it is the smartest thing for the sport, then move it.
Guys?
My feeling is, like, I'm at, you know, White Sox training camp today, and I'm like, this is a pretty socially distanced sport. It's not perfect, pretty socially distant. Football? You are like, they're going to have to all wear masks and gloves, every single one of them, for the, in my opinion, to pull this thing off.
Gordon?
Yeah. And the other thing is, these are college kids. These aren't
playing football right now, August and September. Sounds crazy.
If they can't play in the fall, they shouldn't play at all. Because look, you're going to get to, you push this off into the spring, even if it's safer in the spring, then what does that do for the returning guys on the short off season coming back? I mean, I think it's a recipe for guys either getting hurt, burned out. They've got classes to take. I mean, as much lip service as that is when you're talking about NCAA stuff, but cancel it, cancel the season. They're college kids, for God's sake.
You don't need to, Gordon. I think that if you do that because of the people you're worried about coming back in the fall in the NFL, those are the exceptions. They're not the rule. And you still have to consider I'm sorry, but at some point in time, the athletic department budgets are contingent and reliant on them having a season. And if it doesn't come until the spring, the other sports' survival may be hinged on whether or not you play a schedule. I'm okay with waiting because it's not going to happen every year, but it might have to happen this year.
Damn bad. Too damn bad. Like I said, these aren't professional teams and professional organizations. You build these athletic departments are out of whack anyway. They probably should take a hit, you know. So these are colleges, these are college kids. If you can't play the season, cancel the damn season.
Yeah, it's tough though when you have to tell the non-revenue sports men and women, sorry, we can't pay for your sport either. I mean, the trickle down is amazing. All right, let's do NBA. There is serious talk about getting a second bubble for the teams that are not going to be in Orlando, so that they can at least play. Players can be evaluated, teams can be evaluated, and in like the Bulls' case, a coaching staff can be evaluated. What do you guys think about a second bubble, and does that give Jim Boylan a better chance to keep his job?
I think both are bad ideas, Cap. Number one, I don't think Jim Boylan's coming back and should come back. Number two, if you're going to include these teams in a bubble, why not invite them to Orlando to be part of the regular tournament? I don't get it. I know this the Delete Eight, and you want to give people a time to – kind of get to know their players better, let them work out at their own facilities. Bringing them into Chicago might be good for commerce and tourism and the economy locally, but I don't think it makes a lot of sense to me.
Chuck?
I'm thinking about it. I don't really have a great answer for it. I understand that these teams could probably use some development, but is it worth the risk? I feel like have your own private workouts. You didn't make the playoffs. Deal with the consequences. Keep everything in-house. You don't need a second bubble. That's just my take.
I completely agree. I mean, this is ridiculous. Didn't we already get some of the Knicks saying that they don't want to even be bothered with it? Look, you bring all these teams into this bubble, the secondary bubble, with no incentive for anything. Right? You're asking these guys to follow these safety protocols when they're playing for nothing. They're going to be out all over the streets. I mean, this is, you're going to get more guys sick, or at least you're going to chance it. There's really no reason to do this. There's nothing substantive to get out of it for the risk.
All right, guys, we're out of time. Thank you for your time today. Stay safe, stay healthy. And don't forget, Sports Talk Live here for you every day at 6, baseball night in Chicago at 6:30. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.